It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's minimum wage goes up today. It's now set at $12.32. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Over the past 4 years, the state minimum wage has made big annual leaps, almost a dollar a year, thanks to a law passed by voters in 2016. That process ended last year, and now the annual increases are back to being controlled by inflation. Regular workers will get 32 cents more an hour, while tipped workers will see their base pay rise to $9.20 an hour. Overall, the state's minimum wage has increased by a little more than $5 an hour since 2011. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
More people can go into the cannabis business with a law that takes effect today. The law expands cannabis business licenses to people who may be low income or have a previous conviction for a marijuana-related offense. The goal is to diversify license holders in the state to better reflect Colorado's demographics. Aspiring cannabis entrepreneurs can apply to a program that makes capital and technical support available. Also starting today, managers and employees of marijuana businesses no longer have to be residents of Colorado. Residents in Pueblo will soon be getting reverse 911 calls when elevated levels of COVID-19 are detected in nearby wastewater. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The city has 7 wastewater basins. When higher levels of the virus are detected in one, residents there will receive a recorded voice and text message alerting them to the increase. Mayor Nick Gratisara says it's an early warning system meant to encourage residents to get tested.
Hopefully that will give us some early warning of COVID in the area and will allow residents to take measures that are necessary to protect themselves.
Wastewater testing has shown to be effective in predicting outbreaks of the virus. According to the state, the utilities participating in wastewater testing for COVID-19 serve more than half of Colorado's population. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Denver Nuggets are off to a slow start to the basketball season with a 1-3 record so far. They'll look to improve that tonight when they host the Phoenix Suns at Denver's Ball Arena, the former Pepsi Center. They'll play to an empty arena. Fans are not attending NBA games this season. Tonight's tip-off is at 7 o'clock. This is CPR News.